We've got to do something. We can't let ourselves be killed. We can't go like beasts to the slaughter. We've got to revolt. There were a few sturdy young fellows among us. They had knives on them, and they tried to incite the others to throw themselves on the armed guards. One of the young men cried, "Let the world learn of the existence of Auschwitz. Let everybody hear about it while they can still escape." But the older ones begged their children not to do anything foolish. "You must never lose faith. Even when the sword hangs over your head, that's the teaching of our sages." The wind of revolt died down. We continued our march toward the square. In the middle stood the notorious Dr. Mengele, a typical SS officer, a cruel face, but not devoid of intelligence, and wearing a monocle. A conductor's baton in his hand, he was standing among the other officers. The baton moved unremittingly, sometimes to the right, sometimes to the left. I was already in front of him.
"How old are you?"
he asked, in an attempt at a paternal tone of voice.
18.
My voice was shaking.
"Are you in good health?"
"Yes."
"What's your occupation?"
Should I say that I was a student?
"Farmer,"
I heard myself say. The conversation cannot have lasted more than a few seconds. It had seemed like an eternity to me.
So Eli and his father have met up with some prisoners who have been at Auschwitz for a long time. And one of these older prisoners is furious with the new arrivals. He thinks they were stupid to allow themselves to be brought there. He can't believe that they had never heard about the ovens where the bodies of Jews are burned. But why is this guy so angry? Why does he think the new arrivals should have known what was going on at Auschwitz? Well, as the angry prisoner points out, it's 1944, and that means that the concentration camps have been operating for several years at this point. Have you heard of that guy, Dr. Mengele, who questioned Eli? He was one of the most dangerous SS officers, known for performing horrible medical experiments on the prisoners, even on babies and children. Luckily, another prisoner has told Eli to lie to Mengele. Eli says that he's 18, even though he's really only 14, and that he's a farmer, not a student. He lies so that Mengele will think he is old enough and strong enough to work. That way, Eli won't have experiments performed on him or be murdered in the gas chamber. Let's continue near the bottom of page 29 with "The baton moved to the left."
The baton moved to the left. I took half a step forward. I wanted to see first where they were sending my father. If he went to the right, I would go after him. The baton once again pointed to the left for him too. A weight was lifted from my heart.